Welcome to episode 263 of the McSauce Comic Book Podcast. My name is Paul McGinty. With me, as always, are Ian the Sauce Sharpley.
Hello.
And Matt Cassell.
Hello.
It is Monday night, December 10th, and tonight we discuss trailers, or as Matt so eloquently puts it, the art of the cinematic preview. We're going to talk Captain Marvel. We're going to talk King of the Monsters. We may get around to Avengers 4 if we have time. But before we talk trailers, we talk housekeeping with Ian Sharpley.
McSauce.com is the home of our webcomics. You can also reach out to us. Man, I'm fucking this up today already. You can reach out to us a number of different ways. We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram page. We have Twitter. We're on YouTube. Hit us up any of those different ways. You can listen to the podcast. As you know, you can listen to it on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, and we're also now on Odyssey One Internet Radio. That's ODYSY. the number one.com. We air weeknights at 10 p.m. So you can check us out on your long drive home from wherever despicable place that you probably are at. If you want some great gifts for Christmas or Kwanzaa,
I would love a great gift for Christmas. What did you get me?
That's great. I got you a website where you can pick out your own gift and pay for it yourself.
Sounds great.
tpublic.com, t-shirts, mugs, all different kinds of stuff.
That's anything, right.
Because you know what, Matt? I don't know what you want. I don't know if you need a t-shirt or a mug. You can go there yourself, pick it out.
What would I get? If I got a mug, what would be on it?
Well, it would be your lovely head as well as Paul's and myself, stylized logo of the McSauce Comic Book Podcast. And you can get it on a variety of different things, as I mentioned, mugs or t-shirts. And I forget what else we have.
Mugs and shirts.
Ian, you can get it. You can get this design on practically anything.
Not only mugs and shirts.
Sweatshirts.
Sweatshirts.
Hoodies. Tank tops.
You can get phone cases, iPad cases. You can get blankets. You could get a wall tapestry.
That would be exciting.
Props to anybody that gets a wall tapestry, McSauce. Like, take a picture. We'll love you forever.
I could get a mug with your mug on it.
Ah, that's true. You totally could. Search McSauce on TeePublic. You can get a whole bunch of different stuff. If you're looking for stocking stuffers, get the wall tapestry.
If somebody gives you the wall tapestry, hit us up with your disappointment. You can get a tote, a pillow, a notebook.
The stickers are very nice. If you're looking for legitimate stocking stuffers, get yourself a McSauce sticker. There's also some other artwork up there that'll pop up with the McSauce art when you look for that. So go on, take a look. Get a couple stickers, a couple shirts.
You got babies? McSauce onesie. Put that baby in a onesie. I know some of you out there have babies.
Show your support. Ian, do you wear shirts for things that you like to show your support for?
Reluctantly, but yes.
Like what? Give me an example.
Of a shirt that I wear? Well, I used to support a local football team, but not anymore after the way they played.
What about a band?
Yes. In fact, I do like bands, and I wear their shirts. Would you like a band name?
Yeah, give me a name of a band.
I like Weezer. I wear Weezer t-shirts.
Paul, you?
I wear Motley Crue t-shirts.
You do not wear Motley Crue t-shirts.
Correct. I don't wear Motley Crue t-shirts, but I would wear one.
That you would.
Yeah. I would wear one if I had one. I've still been on a Motley Crue kick from last week.
Wow. It reverberates a week later.
Oh my God, yeah. I can't stop. Was this going somewhere, Matt, or were you just asking what kind of shirts
would
you like?
I was just asking.
What kind of bands do you like?
I like metal bands.
What kind of t-shirts would you wear?
Metal t-shirts.
What's your favorite metal t-shirt to wear?
Well, unfortunately, their t-shirts are kind of ill-fitting. They're those, like, what's the G word? Glidden? Gideon?
Gildan?
Yeah, they're terrible shirts.
Yeah, they're like made out of cardboard and they don't fit really well. Like they kind of have long sleeves but short torsos. I don't know. They're just not comfortable.
They are the absolute standard of t-shirts. I don't like them either.
No, they're not soft or comfy.
I'm pretty sure Gildan makes the graffiti tees that make a shit ton of superhero shirts.
Right.
And they're always poorly, for me anyway, they always fit poorly and they're always real stiff.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because that was basically my high school wardrobe were those graffiti tees. I had so many. I had a Batman. I had a Bone t-shirt from Graffiti.
I think this
Bone, 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 Bone.
Yeah. Speaking of bands, it bounces right off Matt. He doesn't know.
He has no idea.
Band, Bone?
What reference that is.
It's a famous rap group from the 90s. The era that you're referencing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Those shirts weren't uncomfortable in the 90s because all clothing was gigantic in the 90s.
Yeah, I wasn't wearing much comic book stuff in the late 90s in our high school days. I had sort of divorced myself from comic books in The Hunt for Girlfriends. So
yeah, that might have something to do with why the ladies weren't crawling all over me in high school.
Well, they weren't crawling all over me either, but...
Oh, well then you should have just wore comic book shirts like me.
I came back to it, though. I'm back.
I got to the comic game late. My high school wardrobe was all, well, went to Catholic school, so we all had button downs.
Skirts or whatever skirts. You weirdos wear.
I don't think, is that a thing?
I don't know. I school feel
boy
like it
shorts.
Is.
Schoolboy shorts.
No,
high
we
socks.
Didn't. We didn't. No, it was all slacks. We didn't get to wear shorts.
Like ACDC guy.
Yeah.
Right?
But outside of the
ACDC guy,
outside of the high school uniform, it was band shirts. I remember one really bright, gaudy Soundgarden shirt. It was the cover to Super Unknown, but it was the pattern of the entire shirt.
Ooh.
I don't know what I was
thinking.
That
sounds like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wore like a hybrid of like grunge and hip hop culture, which was like lots of Carl Kanine flannels. Which was a weird combo, but hey,
you can call it gip hop,
grunge op.
You were going through some stuff. You were figuring it out.
Yeah,
you were trying to you know walk the line between the two halves of yourself.
I know. What a struggle, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What a fashion struggle.
So why don't we get into some trailers? Have either of you owned a Godzilla t-shirt?
Yes.
No.
I have never owned a Godzilla t-shirt.
Welcome to the t-shirt pod, ladies and gentlemen.
I did own a Godzilla shirt.
Was it before or after you beat me in our Godzilla bet?
It was right around then. I have since... my body has developed in a way since
that
then that doesn't
that
fit into that shirt anymore.
That wasn't
anymore.
That long ago. You had a Godzilla shirt since we've been doing this podcast?
I did. I got
you said
it.
Said that so. As if you're transitioning and not that you just eat a lot of like burgers or whatever.
No, I eat a lot of burgers since Godzilla 1 came out.
Did you buy that shirt or was it like a giveaway somewhere?
I bought it.
It's definitely a victory lap.
I definitely wanted it for when the movie came out. It was, I think I got it off Redbubble, and it was a cool shirt. It was like a silhouette of Godzilla.
Isn't Redbubble a competing T Public? We're going to have to bleep that out.
Well, yeah, there's, I guess there isn't any McSauce stuff on Redbubble, but if Redbubble's your jam, I'm going to get some stuff up on Redbubble. Does Redbubble give you, not to make this the McSauce tea pod tonight.
Oh, heavens no.
But does Redbubble give you like the fabric option? Because what I love about Tee Public is the Tri-Blend t-shirt. And I know I've said it on this show before, but god damn it, are those shirts fucking soft?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Your Godzilla shirt wasn't like putting on a little piece of heaven? Well, not now because you're fat.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't remember.
It looks like Redbubble does have some options, a premium, a classic, a tri-blend.
Man. Just hearing you say tri-blend gives me chills.
So redbubble.com for all your Godzilla t-shirt needs.
So we watched the Godzilla King of the Monsters trailer. This was the first trailer. The first one was the teaser, right?
Yeah, right. If I'm not mistaken, the first trailer, I think they just called it Godzilla King of the Monsters, but they're now titling it Godzilla 2 King of the Monsters. And I got to tell you, I appreciate the numbering, like, because so many movies aren't numbered anymore. Sequels, like, it's like, wait, which one is which? But no, they actually gave it a real number. That's refreshing.
Yeah. Is it the number 2 or is it Roman numerals?
I believe it's the number 2.
Oh, see, I like that.
You don't like Roman numerals, Paul?
I think it has its place. I think the Roman numerals really work for the prequels, but I think for like a big monster movie, I like the number 2.
Yeah.
It feels right.
I agree.
Well done, Matt.
Thanks.
So now that we've discussed the fact that we like the number, did we like the trailer?
Yeah, did we like the trailer? Paul, you saw the trailer?
I did. I did see the trailer. This looks pretty entertaining. I'm not a Godzilla guy. I've never been a Godzilla guy. I never staked claim to know enough about Godzilla to put money down on a Godzilla bet when Godzilla 1 came out. But this one, I saw the first one, the Bryan Cranston, and with the kick-ass guy was in it too.
That was a very misleading, top billing, was it not? Mm-hmm. Bryan Cranston?
Yeah, he was in like the first 10 minutes.
Was it sort of to shock you? You know, well, you have this top billed actor.
No. I don't think it was to shock you. No? I think it was to just get people in the theater. Oh yeah, it's starring Bryan Cranston. It's going to be great. He's coming right off of Breaking Bad, like the biggest show of like the last decade. You get the lead actor from there. It's going to star in Godzilla, but he's in it for 15 minutes.
Yeah, and then the movie's taken over by Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Right. Apparently, the studio didn't feel like he was a good leading man because you may or may not have noticed he is absent from this trailer and probably the entire movie.
That first Godzilla, he was fresh off his slaying as Quicksilver in the second Avengers movie.
In Avengers 2.
Was it Avengers 2? No, there was no. It was just Avengers Age of Ultron.
Right.
Yeah.
So I saw the first one. I think it's kind of like, I don't know. I don't really need a human connection in these monster movies. I'd probably be completely fine if, you know, you give me some humans talking in the beginning just to tell me what the hell's going on and then give me an hour of just monsters.
I wish people at home could have seen how you pantomimed humans talking. Holy crap.
You look like, picture him pantomiming little birds chirping and that's what you would see.
I thought it was quick titty twisters. That's what it looked like to me.
Quick ones, of course.
Very nimble.
So, like, the first one... the first one was okay. I didn't like the new monsters. I wanted them to look more like Godzilla. I wanted them to look more like primordial beasts. But instead, they looked really sleek and futuristic. They looked more insect than reptile.
Which kind of made sense because they were parasites.
Yeah, I get the thought process behind it. Aesthetically, it didn't sit well with me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't crazy about it. This one looks fucking cool. There's a three-headed dragon in it.
Because they pulled out all of their old, like, these are all the classic
Toho monsters,
right? Yeah, and those other parasite monsters were made specifically for
the
new Godzilla. What's his name? King
Ghidorah.
Ghidorah? Boy. Today at work, my buddy Brian was really hyped for this. As soon as the trailer dropped, he was like, "Oh, don't talk to me for 3 minutes. I'm going to just watch this trailer, and Godzilla is my favorite franchise out of all franchises."
Does he listen to this?
He does sometimes, so yeah. And he watched it, and the sounds he was making over at his desk were euphoric, we'll say. But he liked it so much, and he was pretty amped for King Ghidorah and Mothra
and Rodan
that he watched it. He talked to me about it a little bit. He watched it again, so there's definitely a strong foundation of Godzilla fanatics out there.
They're really trying to put a story behind a bunch of giant monsters fighting and destroying everything.
Right.
So, Matt, do you want to go to Ian next, or do you want to go? Because you're the biggest Godzilla-er on the podcast.
I guess so. I don't really have a history with Godzilla, though. Like, I've never seen... Oh, no, I did see the original. It's not real good. But... I mean, I like the idea of Godzilla, but it's not like I'm this long-time Godzilla fan. You know, I always thought it was a cool-looking monster, and...
They like some weird shit over there. Sometimes I think I should have been born Japanese. Because they're into some weird fucking shit. And I'm into some weird shit. But it's weird to be into that weird shit here. Over there.
Do you like anime? Do you like video games?
I don't like anime.
I don't like anime. But I kind of like those panties and vending machines.
Of course you do. And you like karaoke.
I do like karaoke.
Big part of their culture.
I'm cool with big monsters and robots.
Yeah. You don't like Japanese food at all, though.
Yeah, I like sushi. I like hibachi.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you and I...
He doesn't like Indian food.
I don't like Indian food. I fucking loathe Indian food. Indian food's fucking dog shit. But I do like Chinese food. I just don't desire Chinese food.
I stand corrected. So you. But it's not so much about
the
food.
It's all the weird fetish stuff they have going on over there that I'm like, God damn, these guys are revolutionary.
I mean, you can indulge, man. You can be part of that culture too, I guess. Fetishize, whatever. I mean, it doesn't stop you.
Well, certainly not. Thank God for the internet.
But, so Matt, you say that you may have seen the first Godzilla movie. Did you watch any of the old black and white joints from the 50s?
Just the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was familiar with. I remember watching them on maybe Saturday morning or Sunday morning with my dad. And
your pops is a big Godzilla guy, right, Ian?
I feel like he likes them, and I would watch the Godzilla movies with him, and I remember having a Godzilla toy whenever I was little, and maybe that's where I thought my love of Godzilla or my connection to the franchise was with those old movies and having a toy and incorporating Godzilla into playing with my Star Wars figures and crap like that. But upon further review, I don't know anything about Godzilla. I don't know a lot about these monsters. I've heard of Mothra. I know a little bit about Rodan. I know of Mechagodzilla, who doesn't make an appearance here. I'm sure that they're going to save him for a third movie.
Godzilla 3.
Yeah.
Actually, if I'm not mistaken, Godzilla 3 is going to be Godzilla versus King Kong.
That is what I heard. But maybe they'll have to team up and fight Mechagodzilla.
Maybe. I was always more of a King Kong fan as a kid.
Yeah. I always thought King Kong was kind of boring.
I guess. I remember the one from the 70s with the dude, Jeff Bridges.
Ah, that dude.
And who else was in it? Charles...
Grodin,
yeah. And I liked that movie a lot. I think we rented it three times or something when I was a kid. And then I saw the original, and the original is actually relatively watchable even, today.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Peter Jackson one's really good, if maybe a little bloated. But yeah. I don't know.
Was that Skull Island?
Yes. No.
Skull
Island.
No, that was
Island.
Just regular old.
Oh, with
King
Jack
Kong.
Black.
Yeah.
That I did see.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, that was a remake of the original. Mm-hmm. But the Skull Island one's probably the best one. It's really well made. It's got a lot of style to it.
I remember that you, going into it, I thought you were a little hesitant because you thought there was going to be some real heavy comedic elements.
Yeah.
that didn't pan out. It was
way less funny than I thought it was going to be. And the characters, while Paul, you said you don't really care about these kind of movies from like the human perspective. I'll tell you what, I'm kind of with you on that. But in this case, it was really good. Like the characters were pretty likable or interesting.
Well, I think the human story works well in a King Kong movie because King Kong communicates. Like he's a big monkey. He's intelligent. He's not just like a lizard hell bent on destroying things. Like there's
Godzilla communicates a little bit, right?
That's not the same as King Kong. Like there's an actual, I think there's more story to be had, especially with the traditional King Kong story or even the Skull Island story, because you know you can like King Kong just seems like more of a communicative character. Like he can talk
sign.
Back.
He can do
emote.
Sign language.
Like you don't know what the fuck Godzilla's thinking or doing. He's a giant fucking lizard.
Hmm. Well, there you go, Paul. Okay, so going into this trailer, because this is the second trailer that they released for this movie, I think we were all kind of really rather dismissive of this movie after the first trailer. Is that fair? Like, we were just like, no, all right.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm still, I don't know. I mean, I still kind of feel that way. I know a lot of people out there are pretty excited. I don't know how, like, do you not feel that a movie centered on these big, gigantic monster fights, you might get burned out a little bit. Like, that's maybe why you need some of these human characters to break it up and break what can possibly be the monotony of just world destruction.
Well, yeah, I think there has to be a human element to it so that it has an actual story.
Yeah, like, you can't have these monsters just fighting with each other for two hours.
I know that. But, like, I don't know how... It's like, even in the first one, like, I didn't give a shit about any of the human characters. I don't know what they're going to do in this one that's going to get me invested in Kyle Chandler or Millie Bobby Brown. I've never liked Vera Farmiga in anything, so I immediately don't care about her. I like...
Didn't like her in The Conjuring? Departed?
The Departed. I saw the Departed so long ago that I forgot she was even in the Departed.
You fucking piece of shit.
I like Lannister. Him. He's probably gonna be a bad guy. Charles Dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him. So yeah,
has he ever been anything but a bad guy? Can Charles Dance do anything but
God,
evil?
He'd make a perfect Imperial general.
He really would. He would be really good.
Sign him up for episode 9.
I'll see what I can do.
Now, Matt, do you have any kind of point swing with this trailer?
I don't remember where my points were after the first trailer. But yeah, I mean, this looks significantly better after the first viewing. You know, the first trailer that we got months ago. I mean, hey, I'll come right out with it. I'll give you my polynomics right now. My excitement for this is a 7.
Substantial.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's not my most anticipated movie ever, but I think expectations got to be an 8. I think that this movie is going to deliver.
Those are high numbers.
This movie is going to deliver the monster fights because there's so many of them. And I think it is going to be somewhat unrelenting with that. But, like, obviously, they are bringing the monsters in this one. Whereas in the first one, there was a lot more setup. There was a lot more people and stuff. But I think this one, they're just going to destroy the fucking world. and that's going to be it. Like, there's tornadoes and lightning. Like, cities are absolutely in ruins. Like, what is the world going to look like? Even if Godzilla wins the fight, the world looks destroyed. Yep. So...
this isn't Godzilla King of Exposition. There are going to be a lot of monsters, and it does look like they're going to tear some shit up.
Yeah, and I just don't think that you need to hold back, because that's what this is. At the end of the day, yeah, it's a big dumb monster movie. Just give us that. I think that's what most people that are going to see this really want. So why not just fucking give it to them 100%. So yeah, I think it's going to be about an 8. I think it's probably going to be more entertaining than the first one. I don't know how successful it's going to be. I don't know how much this appeals to the modern audience. I think the first one had the benefit of being kind of like
the trickery of Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, right. That. it also had like the fact that there hadn't been a Godzilla movie in 20 years or whatever it was, maybe 15 years. And when they did have one back in 98, it was really not good. It had a lot of things like that going for it. But now that we've been there and done that, and we had the King Kong movie not long after, it's like, are we getting fatigued? So if we are getting fatigued, this is the way to go out with having all these monsters just on screen constantly fighting.
Ian, you got a Paulinomics for us?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not all that excited about it. It seems like something that maybe I'll go see in the theaters, but I can't guarantee it. I didn't see the first one in the theaters. Maybe I was just too butthurt that I lost a very foolish and short-sighted bet that I placed with a certain podcast superstar. But yeah, I don't know. I'd say I'm a 6. For excitement. It does look cool. I'll give it that. And I think that they could probably build on the mythology that they put in place with the first one. And when I eventually did see the first one, I did enjoy it. So I think that there's a lot of room to grow here. These monsters do look pretty goddamn cool. There's a whole lot of them. And who knows? Who knows who is going to be the king of the monsters? So, yeah, excitement, a 6. I'll give it another 6 for expectation. I think it'll be entertaining. So
we're all tallying and right around each other. I'm gonna order up a 7 and 7. I probably got the 2-point swing for this trailer. I was probably pretty lukewarm going in, but there's some really cool fucking shit in this trailer. When Rodan does the barrel roll and its wings are taking out planes, when that big fucking monster that's the mountain starts standing up that we didn't see yet, that was really cool. And holy shit, when Godzilla starts running at the end of the trailer, he takes like 2 kind of slow steps and then he picks up speed and you're like, what the fuck? It's so fucking goofy and just crazy over the top. I'm in.
Is Gareth Edwards directing this one? He directed the first one.
No, it's Michael Dougherty. So, yeah.
Guess Gareth is busy with Rogue One 2.
Poor Gareth Edwards. I wonder what he is up to.
Speaking of a Disney property, why don't we talk about the Captain Marvel trailer?
Okay.
This Captain Marvel trailer came out probably like 2 weeks ago.
A week ago.
Only a week ago?
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
1 or 2 weeks ago. but we haven't had a chance to talk about it. Who's really excited for Captain Marvel?
I don't think any of us here are really excited. I'm sure that there is a faction of fandom, just judging by my Twitter and Instagram, that's really over the moon about Captain Marvel. I'm really not. I don't like comic book space stuff all that much. Guardians was fine, sort of a surprise and an upset. But I don't like comic space shit. I don't really know this character or like her. Or dislike her. I just don't really spend a lot of time with Captain Marvel and the Skrulls and the Kree. Don't fucking know anything about it, really. So I'm just sort of, it looks like it's going to be a movie that could possibly win me over. But as it stands right now, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. A Marvel movie, it'll fill in the gaps in between Infinity War and Endgame. So we'll see. But, I mean, we'll all be there opening weekend. I'm just not super excited about it.
Matt?
I don't know a whole lot about Captain Marvel, just like I don't know a whole lot about Godzilla. But I'm more interested in Godzilla than I am Captain Marvel. With that said, I thought this trailer looked pretty good. And if there's one thing that I learned about the three trailers that we're going to talk about tonight, the second trailer is better than the first trailer.
Well, because they're giving you more meat.
They are. Oh boy, did they give me some meat on this one. And I thought that this looked significantly more interesting than after the first trailer. I think Captain Marvel looks pretty neat. I like it when they throw the helmet on her. Shit, I didn't even know. I didn't know that she was a Kree. Didn't know that. I think that's interesting. And I got to tell you, I was pretty like giddy when I saw like a real Skrull, a real life Skrull. And I was like, it looks exactly like it does in the drawings, like in the comics. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love it when the real shit out of the comic books, like, gets translated so faithfully. That's such a, like, a thrill to see that.
I think the costumes look pretty good, too. Yeah. The green ones that they have in the beginning, and then the red and blue one.
Eventually. Everything in this trailer is translated incredibly
well. Yeah, it looks authentic.
Everything looks like it's coming right from the comics.
Right.
But, you know, she's not wearing burgundy and black.
When that woman, that old woman on the bus, smiles at her like that, that is a panel from like a Brian Hitch panel or something, isn't it? From like the Ultimates.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And
Matt,
like that looked right out of the comic book, that smiling old lady that gets like blasted in the face.
Yeah, that's a great point, Matt. It really is, because that really does look like a Brian Hitch widescreen presentation comic book art piece. But yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, it looked good and everything. I just don't know shit about Captain Marvel. This film's going to have to teach me what it's going to be. It looks super serious, too. It looks very, very serious. So
I guess it does. But I mean, other than the Guardians of the Galaxy, I guess we really haven't gotten treated to Marvel space. The whole Kree Skrull thing is a thing in Marvel that has been completely unexplored to this point. And, you know, as not being a huge Marvel space fan myself, from my perspective, that was always the cornerstone of Marvel space stories, were the Skrulls and the Kree and all that shit.
Yeah, that was pretty much all I really knew, because that's the stuff that encroached on Earth and had effect on the Avengers and the heroes that I kept up with, whereas all the other Marvel space stuff might as well have been
in space.
It might as well have been a completely different imprint.
Right. But the fact that we're finally seeing it, I don't know, like maybe we're going to see Marvel space done in a more serious way, because really it can't get any more slapstick than what the Guardians of the Galaxy presents us with, especially after that second movie. And I think that this Captain Marvel movie is a welcome shift for Marvel space. I am mostly curious to see how Captain Marvel is going to fit into Endgame. And maybe we'll have a clearer understanding of that maybe after we see this. And certainly her presence in the fourth Avengers movie is going to have some, you know, weight to it once we know who she is and, you know, go through her story.
I'd imagine that's why, and we'll get to it in a little bit, but maybe the first trailer was a little bit sparse with
that, that may other be
characters.
An understatement. We'll talk about that.
But yeah, I mean, I think that she is going to have a very weighty and meaningful presence in Endgame. And maybe they don't want to spoil any of that.
Right.
Maybe they want us to get excited to go see her in her own film and really kind of fall in love with the character so that our excitement is at all-time high whenever we see her join the fight in Endgame.
Hmm.
You're pretty quiet over there, Paul.
Yeah, I guess ultimately I'm in I'm in campy, and like I don't really know anything about Captain Marvel. But the just over the top love fest for this character in this movie on Twitter has really.
Can you pause for a second?
Yeah.
How is it over the top?
It's just, you know, finally, you know, real heroes in the Marvel universe. Finally, we're getting a real Marvel.
Was Captain America not a real hero?
Is Iron Man not a real hero?
I've seen a handful of tweets that are kind of.
Show your fucking work. You can't slander.
That is over Twitter. The top. If
you
true.
Can't slander Twitter's good name like this, sir, how dare
I've seen a handful of tweets that are kind of retroactive. Because now that the big female hero is present, now, you know, Tony and Steve and Thor, now they don't matter so much. Because now there's a real woman in charge, and this woman's going to save the galaxy, and this woman's going to do everything, and Captain Marvel's going
to
be great.
I think we're getting to the
crux of it.
Right. And
now, well, you do understand why people would be excited about this, man. Like, and she...
I get
is
it.
Going to
I
come
get
and
it.
Save
it,
the galaxy.
It's the same
That's
fervor.
What they set up.
It's the same fervor that popped up when the Wonder Woman trailer came out. But for me, like the Wonder Woman trailer, all the Wonder Woman stuff looked really good. Like this looks like a Marvel movie. Like it looks good.
Shit.
It looks good, but it doesn't look like the second coming of Jesus H. Christ.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think Jesus was flying around with like a gnarly blasters coming from his fists
thing. I completely understand that when there is super hype over something, it is 100% on brand for me to violently push back against it.
Right.
But that's not what this is. I just don't think this looks all that incredible. It looks good. It looks like it'll be a cool Marvel movie, but that's all it looks like. It looks like a cool Marvel movie. That may have a lot to do with the fact that I don't really know Captain Marvel. I liked when she was Ms. Marvel. I was slandered online earlier this week for making that statement. That's just because you like when she wore a bikini, I was told.
Is it slander if it's true?
Yeah, but like I don't think it was. Like That wasn't the only reason I liked Ms. Marvel, because like when I read, the only time I've really read Ms. Marvel was in the Frank Cho Bendis disassembled stuff and the
Mighty Avengers
stuff, and like she was just kind of there. She was just a big powerhouse on the team. She was just kind of like Supergirl. She didn't have this convoluted backstory of she's from Earth, but then she got doused with Kree blood, and now she's Kree, and now she has all these quantum powers and all this convoluted
shit.
She was just like,
they just didn't touch on it.
She was just female Superman, and it was just super easy. But that's not the way those comics were portrayed. She was just there doing cool shit, and it was fine. And now it's this big convoluted thing. I think that fucking mohawk costume is the dumbest fucking shit. I think it's so fucking stupid. That's purely
cool.
Aesthetical.
I thought it looked cool too.
I know.
Yeah,
you guys, I don't like it. I don't like it.
I thought that looked all the different iterations. They're like three different versions of it.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah.
I
love the
agree.
I love the red and blue, the hair down. I love the green stuff. But I think the mohawk's dumb. I thought the mohawk in the comics was dumb.
You don't like mohawks.
I don't like mohawks.
You don't like the
Twitter
hype.
Do I look like a fucking punk from the 80s?
You just don't like Twitter hype. That's all this is. That's all this is. But it is, because I know. Don't act like I don't know you.
I
knew as soon as we started watching it, and you're like, I knew what the gears in your head were doing.
It's not all Twitter hype pushback. Like, I don't, like, people are treating this movie like they were treating The Last Jedi before it came out. And it's like, it looks good, but it looks like a good Marvel movie. It doesn't look like something that's gonna change the face of cinema and superhero movies forever.
I don't know, man. Like, I mean, this is going to be like the Superman of the Marvel Universe, right? Like the maybe the most powerful hero of all. I mean, that's a kind of a game changer, right?
Yeah, but like how, like, but I don't know. I don't know what she does. I don't know if she is the most powerful, because Thor's pretty fucking powerful. He's quote unquote a god.
Or an
alien.
That's
pretty powerful.
Then again, so is Superman.
Well, yeah, right. So, like, I don't know. Like, I'm just, they're going to have to sell me on this character because I'm just not that interested
in Captain Marvel. So, two trailers have not sold you then?
No, I think it looks cool.
What do you need to have happen to be sold then?
I don't know. It's just going to have to win me over and tell me. And I know this is a hot take, but I don't think Brie Larson sells any of that dialogue in that trailer. I think all of it has the same tone and all of it's very flat. The best line that she delivers naturally in that trailer is when Sam Jackson says, that was a yes or a no question. Can you fly this plane? And she says, yes. When she says yes, that's the most natural line she has. I feel like every other line of dialogue in that trailer, she's trying too hard to sound dramatic and heroic. It doesn't sound natural to me. And I think Brie Larson is so crazy hot. It's upsetting to me that I'm not into this movie as much as I want to be.
I'm going to have to go back and rewatch and evaluate her performance in this movie trailer.
It may all come together in the final product, but we're not talking about the final product. We're talking about
the trailer.
And I don't think her line delivery in any of her lines in this trailer is very good.
Ian, did you feel that her line delivery in the trailer was satisfactory?
It was satisfactory. I mean, I can get it. Did sound, there were portions of it that maybe were a little bit stiff or a little bit over dramatic, but this was a like dramatic, epic sort of movie, or that's what they're portraying here. So I guess that the stuff that she was saying has weight, and that's what she was trying to convey to the audience. Maybe there are more subtle, nuanced moments of her acting. Brie Larson isn't a shitty actress. Like, she's good.
Not at all.
So we'll see. But it is
maybe
all,
just
it's
in
all,
trailers, like, she's not real good.
It's all over. Like, everything that she says is all, like, over-the-top declarative statements. Like, it's my time, and I'm here to save the universe. You know, like, that's all she's fucking saying. So, who knows? Like, we'll see.
Maybe in the final product, all of that comes together. But
all right, Paul, lay it on us.
My excitement is a 4.
Negative. Four.
It's a
just
four.
A four. Just a four. And my expectation is a 6. I think it'll be good. I really do. I think it'll be a good addition to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but like, I don't think it's going to crack my
right. It'll
top
be no
five.
Ant-Man.
God no. God no.
Matt, give us your polynomics.
My excitement is probably a 6, and my expectation is a 7, which is up from what I thought after the first trailer. Yeah. At least I imagine that would be up from there, because I feel more interested after this trailer than I did after the first trailer. Because again, second trailer is the better trailer. It's got the meat. Give me the meat.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go. I'm still not super excited about this. Like, I'm not in Paul territory, but I'll give it an excitement of a 5, but I will give it an expectation of an 8, because Marvel has yet to let me down.
8?
Oh, you didn't see Iron Man 3?
Touché. Recently, Marvel hasn't really let me down. Even its smaller scale stuff like Ant-Man and the Wasp, quality movie, got what I expected from it. Infinity War, really great. I still like Spider-Man Homecoming. So I think that they've been really doing a great job with these films. And I think that I'll probably walk out of the theater really excited and ready for Endgame and ready to see Captain Marvel and all her fucking glory. And speaking of Endgame, why don't we, do we want to jump in there? Or do we have enough time?
Paul? Oh, we got time.
The Avengers 4 teaser? Is this the teaser?
Yeah, this is definitely a teaser.
Avengers 4 Endgame. We finally know the name that, that teaser Instagram pic that the Russo brothers put out and said, look closely. That's what they were hinting at. The title was Endgame.
What was the pic?
It was a pic of one of them sitting on like a fairly empty soundstage, but there were a lot of, there was like scaffolding and ladder and like an easel and all this stuff around them. And like the main lines of each thing kind of spelled out Endgame.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think it wasn't perfect, but that's, they were like, look closely, you know, for the title. And it's,
look closely,
that was like
dorks.
Forever ago. So it is Endgame. The trailer was good. I really liked the trailer. The first Infinity War trailer came out, and I was just like, ugh, what's this schlock? What are they trying to sell us this time? But this trailer, I really enjoyed it. And oh boy, did I enjoy the last 20 seconds.
Really? Wow. That's surprising. What did you like so much about it? I thought you were really going to pan this, since a lot of people have been
liked
saying that there's not a lot of meat on the bone. Since a lot of people like it, but also it's very sparse.
Yeah, it's I kind of don't want another trailer for this, because this is where, this is just a little taste of where everyone's at. Like, it should be fucking dour, because that's where we're left at the end of Infinity War. It's dour. Everyone's sad. Like, Cap's left to like pull the pieces together. Tony's floating out in space, even though he can't get home, even though he's out there in a technologically advanced spaceship, and he built himself an Iron Man suit in a cave in the desert, but he can't do anything to get home in a spaceship.
I mean, we don't know the circumstances.
We don't
okay.
know the circumstances.
We're going to assume that
we're gonna
the
assume
writers
that
failed.
There's a
we're
going to
assume that Tony Stark's a fucking big dummy.
We're going to assume that maybe that technology is just a little too advanced for Tony to wrap
yep,
his head
that's
around.
That's what we're going
to
go
he's,
with.
He's
I wish
gonna,
I could watch everything through Paul's eyes.
Well, you know, when Captain Marvel, the Deus Ex Machina, shows up and saves him, you know, we'll all be happy. But yeah, I like the, just everyone's fucking sad. Nebula's sad. Cap's crying. You know, Bruce is upset.
Hawkeye's a ninja in yeah. Japan.
The only
character. Getting into that fetish culture.
If I could get a pair of Ronin panties from a vending machine, that's all I ask for. The only hero ready to get to work is Scott Lang, the true hero of the Marvel Universe.
Scott Lang.
That's right.
Right.
Who you think gives Cap the idea to go get the job done? And you know what? I'm fucking sorry, Scarlett Johansson. You've got a couple more movies. Dye your fucking hair red. Dye your hair red. Black Widow's got red hair. You make enough fucking money.
Didn't we fight about this?
We had this fight before, and honestly, the resolution is that there are versions of Black Widow that has blonde hair.
Right, and I feel like we fought about this before, Paul, and I said dye her hair red, and you're like, no.
I don't think it's like she's just lazy, dude. I don't think it's like, I couldn't get an appointment to get my hair dyed, so we're just going to go with blonde.
I don't think it's laziness either. I think it's, I don't feel like doing this. I'm Scarlett Johansson. We're going to do what
Isn't
I said.
Isn't that laziness, what you just described?
Yeah, that is
no, that's not laziness. That's preference.
I think that maybe...
I prefer to be lazy.
I think that maybe the stylists were just like, hey, why don't we fucking try blonde? Is that in the canon?
So.
Yeah, sure. Let's fucking do it.
I don't really care about Scarlet Witch any or Black Widow. I definitely don't care about Scarlet Witch.
Any of those women.
That's why I fucking,
any of those women. Who could give a fuck?
That's why I
right?
love this trailer so much. No shitty characters. No Falcon. No Scarlet Witch. No Vision. No butthole characters.
No butthole characters.
All the good characters, all that we saw, all the real Avengers getting ready to.
Like Nebula and fucking Scott Lang. An off-brand Hawkeye is Ronan. You're right, Paul. Yep. You're absolutely right.
Black Widow. I know you're a big Black Widow fan.
You guys know what I mean. We saw like the big five. You know, and ancillary, you know, Nebula and Scott Lang. But yeah, I like that it was quiet, you know, it's moody. They're, you know, Cap and Black Widow have a plan. They're gonna get shit going. I thought it was perfect for a teaser trailer.
It makes me wonder how they're gonna wrap all this shit up in one movie. Do we have a running time on this movie yet?
I don't think so. Not yet.
It's gonna be 3 hours. What do we need to wrap up?
I don't know. It just feels it's got that Empire feel to it. You know, a lot of our heroes are broken and flung to the corners of the galaxy and. Got to bring them back together, but I don't know.
Cap infiltrates Thanos' palate.
His palate? He gives him a fucking delicious morsel.
Cap infiltrates.
He makes him homemade chocolate chip cookies.
But little does he know that Scott Lang
is
on one of those cookies.
And Scott grows when he's in his mouth and explodes his brain. Done.
End game.
The movie is 23 minutes long. The credits are longer than the movie.
Very cool. Very cool.
That's in the like the IMDb description. The Avengers infiltrate Thanos' palette.
Yeah, they wrapped up. They've wrapped up Empire in Jedi. We can get this shit wrapped up for Endgame. I imagine the first half hour, maybe 45 minutes, is going to be, you know, just the catch up where everyone's at, everyone being saddy sad, and then ScarJo and Cap are going to get a plan together.
Are we going
to
see
Ant-Man's going to be the linchpin to that plan?
Are we going to see Captain America shave his beard?
You need a shaving scene?
Well, he has the beard in Infinity War.
You need
and
a moody scene where he wipes the fog
beard
off the mirror.
That is what's going to happen.
Did his beard go like with Spider-Man and and Black
beard
Panther?
Its own sentient being?
Like, I don't know. I mean, hair follicles are alive.
So
that's
maybe
life.
Yeah, so maybe like 50% of his beard went away.
And right.
This is real patchy.
And it looked like shit, so he had to shave the rest.
I don't know if we'll get a shaving scene, Matt, but if we do, I think we may get what Paul suggests. Or, who knows, maybe no mention of the shaving at all. But we'll see. Maybe we'll even take a bet. Shaving scene or not.
I think we'll get some kind of, like you said, he might wipe away the fog on the mirror. And then, oh, look at that. No facial hair.
Time for Cap
or
to be
chest
Cap
hair
again.
Yeah.
Just shaves himself down.
Yeah. Well, he needs to be aerodynamic for the fight of his life.
For the baking challenge of his life. That's what happens. His beard catches on fire when he opens up the oven.
Scott Lang, still the linchpin of that plan.
Your Ant-Man love is disgusting.
Hey, you got,
it really
you,
is.
You asked for this. You did this.
We didn't. You just, what, we asked you to double down on some dumb shit that you said once?
Yeah, now I'm doubling down, and now I realize, wow, I really do like Ant-Man. I like Paul Rudd is really what's going on.
We all like Paul Rudd.
Halloween 6 is The Curse of Michael Myers, Paul Rudd.
Clueless is Paul Rudd.
Well, I'm going with mine.
I like mine.
Matt, did you like the Endgame trailer? Were you happy with what you saw?
It was fine. I was probably more into it than I was in the first Infinity War trailer, which I still think was a pretty lousy trailer. But I think I only liked this one because I liked Infinity War so much. It just sort of gets you a little bit pumped up to see like what's going to happen next, but it couldn't have revealed less. My favorite aspects were the very beginning when the Marvel Studios logo fades to dust, a la the end of Infinity War, spoilers, and the very end where you see the title, which is fine, I guess, but it kind of sucks. I mean, like, if you think about it, the title Endgame might be the most used title in the history of entertainment. Just do a search on like the iTunes store and look at how many books and movies and albums are named Endgame, not to mention how many video games are named Endgame. Highlander, Endgame. Look at that. They're teaming up TV's Highlander with
the movie's Highlander.
Endgame
with Christopher Lambert.
There's a Megadeth album called Endgame.
What would you have called it?
I think, what's that?
What would you have called it?
I don't know. Infinity Crusade?
And cookies.
Infinity cookies. I mean, do you like the title? It's fine, but it's like that it's purple. I like that it looks like they're committing to a look. I don't know if that's supposed to reflect Thanos or what, but I like that there's a strong visual that I'm sure will be carried through like all the posters and everything.
Yeah, I think Endgame's pretty standard. Probably could have did better. Probably could have did worse.
Yeah.
There you have it. The definitive take on
We're all on board with that, though. We're all like Endgame. Like, none of us is furious about Endgame.
I'm satisfied that we know. You know, like, because we're waiting. What are they going to call it? What are they going to call it? Oh, okay. Endgame. All right. Like, okay, when they first announced the Star Wars movie, The Phantom Menace, when I found out what that was, I thought somebody was fucking with me. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Because it was stupid.
No, see, I like The Phantom Menace. I was like, oh, that's cool sounding. How mysterious. When I heard Attack of the Clones, that's when I was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
that's
that was
stupid.
Right. Because everybody, first of all, well, with Star Wars movies, there's always that rumored title. Like, what's it going to be? Oh, the first one's going to be called Balance of the Force. And
Was that the rumor at the time?
Yeah, the second one was going to be The Clone Wars. And the third one was going to be Revenge of the Sith. And it was. I think then the rumor was for episode 7, they were going to call it Balance of the Force. I don't know what they were going to do for episode 8, but whatever.
Subverting expectations.
Now there's a rumor, believe it or not, for episode 9, Balance of the Force.
Stop it. Stop using that fake title.
It's going to be episode 9 Endgame.
It's going to be episode 9, Ant-Man 3.
But the trailer, Paul, like, I mean, it's difficult for me to get real excited about it. I mean, it really revealed nothing. It showed all the people that we already knew that survived. The only thing that was new was, okay, Scott Lang got out of, like, the microverse or whatever that thing is called.
The Quantum Zone.
But, like, again, I feel that way about how I do the title reveal Endgame. It's like, oh, okay, so he got out. All right, next, what are they going to do?
I mean, like, we knew he was going to get out, so.
Right, like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. So he gets out. Maybe that's how the movie starts, is him figuring out a way to get out while they're showing Tony Stark clumsily fumbling around the spaceship trying to figure out how to get out.
He can't get out of the quantum realm by himself. Captain Marvel needs to help him out. Maybe. Of the quantum realm.
Why? Can she go really small too?
Because no one can do anything in this movie without Captain Marvel's help. There was a fucking alien
invasion. How do you get that from the trailer?
Three movies ago, and that wasn't big enough shit to summon Captain Marvel.
Maybe
now we
we're
going to
learn
Captain
about
Marvel?
Why
maybe
Captain
she was
Marvel
in the quantum
was
zone.
Indisposed.
Maybe she was in the quantum zone too, and then her and Ant-Man team up, and she gets out.
Don't sully
He's
Ant-Man
like,
with
I brought,
Captain Marvel.
It's like, I'm here. I brought a friend, Cap. Don't worry.
Yep. Hey, you guys, you're going to all, you laugh now, But in 5 months or whatever it is, you're going to be like, holy shit.
Matt was right. Well, how's she going to jump out of the quantum zone
she's
and
Captain
save...
Captain Marvel, and she's a woman.
Oh, my God.
Because I guess her... I guess in the comic books, her abilities are based on, like, quantum powers. So her energy blast... Yeah, her energy blast and everything tie into the same thing that Scott Lang's stuck in. So, like, it's not a stretch that, like, they're connected somehow in this movie.
See?
Ian, how do you feel about this trailer?
It was fine for a teaser.
What was your favorite thing about it?
My favorite thing about it? Probably Captain America's tears. I don't know.
Thor, homemade cookies made with real tears.
Thor in a hoodie crying in an Apple store. I don't know. I mean...
Because he's been waiting 3 hours for some earbuds.
No, because it was the day the new phone was supposed to launch, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a favorite thing about this trailer.
You got to pick something, man.
It looks cool.
It looks cool. There you go.
Everything looks pretty cool. Oh, no, I do know. I did like Hawkeye's Ronin. I think that's pretty cool. Although I don't like him. I don't like when any character wipes the blade of their sword on their, like, sleeve or their arm. And the way he did it, he just severed a bunch of tendons doing it that way.
He used the other side.
Isn't that other side also, like, kind of sharp? Like,
I don't know.
There was no blood on it, and it made, like, a sharpening sound.
Yeah.
So I thought his gauntlet was metal, and he was just resharpening that blade.
Maybe. As a fan of the New Avengers and the Mighty Avengers that you referenced before, Paul, I always liked the character of Ronan. I thought he was cool. I like ninjas. Ninjas are cool. So to see Hawkeye take on...
The Japanese is coming out.
Japanese is cool. I like weird fetish stuff, too. Maybe not as much as Paul.
What did we say about Ronan panties earlier? Might not be alone.
But I thought that was cool to see Hawkeye take the same kind of progression through his character as he does in the comic books. So that's probably my favorite thing, seeing some progression from Hawkeye.
I like Jeremy Renner, so I'm glad he's going to be in this. I assume he's going to have a larger role, certainly a larger role than he had in Infinity War.
Was that a conscious decision to keep him out of that, or was it he just couldn't make the movie, so whatever, he wasn't in it?
I don't know. I feel like, what else was he doing?
Tag.
I think they could have got him out for 15 minutes of filming.
Yeah,
my
guess is, like, they already had a bazillion characters, and he was one that they could afford to cut.
Because everybody's favorite hero, Ant-Man, wasn't in Infinity War either, so...
And maybe this was the plan. You know, we keep him out of this one, and... He's Ronan in this one, and maybe in this one he's more of a linchpin character to everything.
Yeah, because I think they're probably going to go light on some of the other characters that they went heavy on in the last Avengers movie.
Well, they pretty much killed everyone that weren't original Avengers, so I like that we're getting back to basics in this one. It's like essentially the original Avengers from the Joss Whedon Avengers. And now they're the ones that are going to have to pull it all together with Nebula and Ant-Man.
The Joss Whedon Avengers?
Yeah, the first Avengers movie. And then it's the core team that's going to have to go take care of business.
I thought you were referencing a comic book for some reason.
No, not at all. Yeah, all right. I loved Infinity War. I thought Infinity War was so good that I think I'm naturally just... excited and curious to see what they're going to do with the follow-up.
I'm there with you, too. To lead into Polynomics here, I'll give you my Polynomics, but the trailer had nothing to do with it. The trailer's fine. It just didn't reveal anything to really sway my excitement or my opinion. But, I mean, I was already going in probably, like, at least a 9 for both. Probably a 9 and a 9. Excitement and expectation, but that's on the strength of Infinity War, which I still have only seen once. I would like to rewatch it and kind of, you know, make sure that that's how I felt about it.
I saw it twice in the theaters, and I own it, but I haven't watched it since. So.
The Spider-Man Homecoming movie I watched twice, and the second time when I watched it, boy, did that drop, in my opinion, in terms of overall quality.
Maybe you don't watch Infinity War.
Why do you not
just
think
go in
it
excited?
Up?
Have the nice.
I saw it twice in the theater, and I really loved it both times. So,
do you think that it?
But I think you're a harsh.
It held up.
Than us.
It held up the second time when I saw it in theaters, but it was very close. I mean, it must have been within weeks of seeing it the first time. So,
okay.
My Polynomics. I'm pretty excited. Not as excited as Double Nines. Maybe Double Eights. I would say. Pretty excited. I think that this film's going to give us what we're looking for. It's going to be tough to tie up all these loose ends and really kind of put a bow on 10 years of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, as I think is what they're aiming for in moving on to like the next phase of everything. So that's a tall order, but I think it's going to give me a movie that I really like.
Yeah,
Wait. What are those numbers?
Double eights.
Okay.
My excitement is an 8. I'm amped about this one. And my expectation is a 7. I think it's going to be very good, but I think they're really going to have to work some magic to tie everything up and give me a satisfying end and really work it so that there's a legitimate resolution and. You know, the real team is saving the day, and it's not, hey, Captain Marvel's here. She saved everybody. Well, done.
If Captain Marvel has anything to do with saving the day.
I think the more I think about Captain Marvel, the more I dislike Captain Marvel. It's the whole way they set her up. Like, she's got some work to do to win me over.
Girl, Twitter likes her. I just hate it.
I love girls. The only panties I'm buying in Japan are Ronin's.
As long as they're just panties and not protagonists.
That's gonna do it for us tonight. My name is Paul McGinty.
Ian Sharpley.
Matt Casau.
We'll see you next time.